Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and hello. Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I am your pastor, Ken. All righty. Let's start off with a prayer. Amen. Our great God, still hidden and yet so evident and near, we thank you that you are at work in us before we think of asking. We thank you that you hold us by the hand and lead us before we are aware of it. Stay with us in this way and awaken our hearts at the right moment, that we are not surprised by the painful things we experience, but can be prepared at all times to watch and pray, trusting that we are not forsaken in the constant strife on this earth. Grant us hope, O God, that the time is coming when all people will hear the proclamation. See a new heaven and a new earth, because you have learned to see God's honor in everything. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy. And see what he has to say for this great Sunday night. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
Good evening, my brother, Pastor Ken. I'm always doing good, man. I mean, I tell you, I came back from my trip to Jamaica earlier today and landed here at LaGuardia Airport, New York, got off the plane, got out of the airport, and my allergies were kicking my ass, man. Wow. So I am like, whew. I'm very allergic to the spring, man. And down in Jamaica, it wasn't like that. But I came back. It's been so warm here that everything's blooming. The trees are all bloomed, fully bloomed already here in New York. It's crazy, man. But anyway... I wanted to plug a promising young lady who was on Pastor Kent and my show earlier. Tonight we had serious problems on that show. Blog Talk Radio was screwing with the phones. And when Doctrine, I love Doctrine, but when he comes in, he tends to end shows earlier than they should be ended. And that's what happened tonight. He accidentally hit the end key and ended the show. So, yeah, and that's why the show suddenly ended, in case people are wondering what happened earlier. But I want to promote this Tabitha Raines, very, very, very impressive young lady. She has a YouTube channel called Tabitha Raines. That's R-A-I-N-E-S. Go check her out on YouTube. Other than that, I'm doing good, man. How you doing? What's up with you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Sounds good. How's your other half there? Tony,
he's doing wonderful. He's doing wonderful. Yeah, he's over there watching American Idol tonight.
American Idol. Oh, I remember that show. I remember that one year. What year was it? Like the second year it was on? That fat black dude, what's his name? Ruben Studdard.
Yeah, I don't really follow.
Remember that from season two in American Idol, right?
I don't really follow American Idol myself.
Yeah, I remember that fat black dude one back in season two, Ruben Studdard. I think it was his name.
Yeah.
But yeah. I haven't watched that show for probably 10 years, man.
Well, we're gonna see. We're gonna see what's going on with Wanda. Pastor Wanda, she was supposed to be on tonight. I'm gonna try to message her, and see if she's gonna. Come on the air with us. Okay. I just messaged her and told her the show started. Alrighty. Let's play some great music here. Alrighty. Let's play Secrets by Israel Houghton and Adrian Houghton.
We lie to our lovers, we lie to our friends, painting our pictures and playing pretend. We keep our secrets all to ourselves, stand at a distance so no one. And nobody wins. We all keep pretending we're better, but
Next song I'm going to play is I Will Trust by Fred Hammond and Breanne Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around, gave me faith and love on me, and I will trust
Amen. Yes, trust in the name of the Lord. All righty. Well, let's get into tonight's message. I'm taking it from the Bible in Genesis chapter 39. It's Joseph accused and forgotten. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt and Potiphar, an officer of the Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of the house and all that he had that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that the master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused, and he said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what it is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me, but you, because you are his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day, and that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. And so it was, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and fled outside, that she called to the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought into us a Hebrew to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice, and it happened when he heard that I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled and went outside. So she kept his garment with her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with words like these, saying, the Hebrew servant whom you brought to us came in to me to mock me, so it happened as I lifted my voice and cried out that he left his garment with me and fled outside. So it was when his master heard these words, okay, which his wife spoke to him, saying, your servant did to me after this manner, that his anger was aroused, and Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt, and the Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief butler and the chief baker, so he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard, in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, so they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt were confined in each prison, had a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with its own interpretation. And Joseph came to them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. So he asked the Pharaoh's officers who were with them in custody of the Lord's house, saying, why do you look so sad today? And they said to him, we each had a dream, and there were no interpreters. Sorry. Of it. So Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell them to me, please. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, behold, in my dream a vine was before me, and the vine wore three branches. It was as though it budded and blossomed, shot forth, and its clusters brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Now within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your place. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hand according to the former manner, when you were his butler. But remember, when it's well with you and please show kindness to me, make mention of me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away from the land of Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that which should put me in the dungeon. When the chief baker saw the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also was in my dream, and there were three white baskets on my head. And the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. So Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation of it. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift off your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. Now it came to pass on the third day, which Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker as Joseph interpreted to them. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Amen. Psalms chapter 10, verse 12 to 14. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account. But you have seen, for you have observed trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. The helpless commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. And then Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27 to 28. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord to be your Savior, Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to simply do is simply say this prayer to me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said this prayer, we'd like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657. 383-1487, and press the 1 key. Because when you press the 1 key, we will bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. well. Okay, well, let's bring on some callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor. This is Timmy. I'm 12 years old, and I like Jesus.
Well, that's great, Timmy. I'm glad you like Jesus.
It's not Jimmy, it's Timmy.
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 Okay.
Will you interview me at age 12?
No, I don't interview 12-year-olds. I'm sorry. Goodbye. All righty. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm Robert Evans. I'm the manager of Ashley Rhines, and we were wondering if we can have her on your show.
Have who on my show?
Ashley Rhines, the gospel singer.
Oh, really? I don't usually allow 12-year-olds on my show. I'm sorry.
No. She was on Kent's show. Well, it was a complete disaster. So no one knows we can have her on the show.
What happened on Kent's show that it didn't go well?
Well, she claimed there was technical errors. So she sat there and got interviewed by a black guy who talked to her on the back end. Well, she insulted her on the radio, saying something about how auto-tune is better than her voice, and then said something to her on the back end, hitting on her, saying he'd eat collard greens out of a twat to a young girl, Christian gospel singer.
Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible.
All this on the kids' watch.
Well,
so could she be on your show?
Will she want to do a song for us?
Of course, she wants to do a real show, not a horse and pony show. Or dog and pony show, I don't know how you're okay?
Okay, that would be interesting. Okay, maybe she could tell us how she got into gospel music.
Great, wonderful. And she can tell you about her experience on Kent's show.
Okay.
Great. I'll contact you by email. Send it all up. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
This is Timmy. I want to know how girls get babies.
No, we ain't going to talk about that. Okay, Timmy, goodbye. All righty. Okay. Well, let's play some more music here. Okay, we'll play a song here by Jamila Mann called This Place.
Thought I'd be in this place. Oh. so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain.
Is not for you. If you never cried a river or had your heart broken too, this song is not for you. If every day you wake up the sky on blue, but this is for everyone. No matter how you pray, the pain will let you get through. But you try and you try, baby. Say that it's over.
All right. I hope you enjoyed the music. Amen. Well, we got a call here from 111. Let's take it and see who we have. Hello, 111, you're on here.
It's supposed to wander. It's supposed to wander. Shut down, Pastor.
All right. Okay. Goodbye. All righty. Well, hey, Pastor Leroy, you got anything you want to say tonight?
No, I'm just chilling on the side here, man. That's all. Just hanging out. Just, like I said, I'm dealing with these allergies, man. So I'm like all medded up, and I'm just hanging on the side, my brother.
But, I hear you.
If you need me, man, just let me know. I'm on the side here.
Okay. All right. We'll take a caller here, 210.
Osama.
210. Hello.
Osama, where is your black slave woman?
She's not on tonight. She took the night off.
She takes a lot of nights off.
Yeah, she does.
Maybe you should get a fat white woman.
I don't know.
Or a fat Mexican woman.
Maybe.
I bet they work harder. You know what I mean?
I guess. I think back.
I told you. Say that again. You're talking over me.
Good job.
Not really. She puts a lot of people to sleep.
Oh. Okay. Well.
It is the night of power as far as Ramadan is concerned. Will you help raise money for this masjid in Norway that we are building? We will call it the Ken Fishman Center.
Okay. Let's take another call here, 909.
Hello, my friend. This is Sadid Habib.
Hey, Sadid Habib. How you doing?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. I heard you have changed your name to Osama.
No.
No, I didn't.
His name is
Osama. Somebody else did.
Osama bin Fishman.
He said Shahada and converted.
He converted to Muslim, Islam, submission. Yes?
I didn't convert to Islam, no.
You said Shahada.
You know what is? You know, it is punishable if you leave Islam.
Okay.
But that is in the Middle East. Over here, you have rules. You have laws that help you.
We cannot stone you to death legally, but we can stick our dicks out and flop them on your head.
Over here, we do that. We do that because it's America. We won't get caught. If we were to do that in the country we come from, we would be beheaded.
In honor
of Osama Ken Fishman, we are going to let him swing out. Ready, Hassan?
Fishman. You must carry a bomb on a bus for us, though. Is that okay?
No, I won't do that. Let's take a call right here from 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man. This be Abdul Shakim from Jamaica. I make good friends with Pastor Leroy on his vacation. Pastor Leroy come to Jamaica and do the Jamaican ball tunnel. He tell me about God's rainbow ministry and how Frittata watch American Idol naked while doing penis tucking, tucking the penis while looking in mirror. We enjoy Leroy in Jamaica. He is welcome to come back anytime. Thank you.
Okay.
Pastor Leroy, you're freaky.
One of them, I'll guess, take 404, which would be Pastor Wanda. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I just listened to all that. I was just listening to some things that didn't make sense. But how is your day?
Wanda.
Wanda. It's been a good day.
We want me and Hassan. We want to have
shut
good coffee with you.
Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth. Get in your Bible in Jesus' name. I don't have time for foolishness. It's about your soul.
We're about to have bukkake for you.
I shut them down because that don't make sense. You just with the word of God and they're going to call with the foolish thing. They're working for the enemy.
Amen.
All right.
All right. So did you do anything today, Pastor Wanda?
Say what, sir?
What did you do today? Anything interesting?
God gave me many brand new clothes to bless some people. I cooked for the homeless. A lot of people ain't come today, but all praise God. I ministered. I listened to the word of God. And been resting today. Just been resting. Got to go out and encourage somebody in the in Kroger as I'm out. Speaking of a word in due season and young man was trying to show out at the store, and I told the young man, you do not give in to, you have to look at where it came from. It didn't come from God. And where God had brought him from, you know, he's a man of God. It was a person trying to push his button. So I got to speak to him, and he said, thank you, ma'am. I said, no, God, just fine, ma'am. I'm at this store shopping. And that's it. So I blessed people with new clothes, what God gave me. He's my provider. I mean, he said he's the provider and distributor, and that's what, and it's not the word of God out as always. What you do today?
Nothing much. Okay. I slept most of the day.
Amen.
Wasn't feeling all that great.
Okay.
Pastor Wanda!
Praise
Pastor
the Lord,
Wanda,
brother.
My sister! My sister from another mother. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson. I'm back home in the Bronx, man. How you doing,
sir? Man, I'm just going to ask about you, brother.
I'm doing good. I'm back here. I'm back here in New York City, but I got to tell you, man, my allergies, and I've said this like five times tonight. People are probably sick of hearing it, but my allergies are killing me, man. And
My son is the same way. My son and my daughter, they just sniffing and sniffing. And while he's at work, he's bioscience. And he said, Mom, I've been out there in that pollen, and I hear it. Get you some ginger, regular ginger. Get you some honey, and get you 4 honey cough drops. Drop a little lemon in that. It'll give you a release of with the lungs, okay?
Man, you're fantastic, but I appreciate that, but I'm already on medication for it because I've had this issue for a few years. But, wow, I'm writing that down. Damn, that's good stuff,
listen,
man.
We got some ginger ale down here in Atlanta. It's called Red Rock. It's the strongest ginger ale. It is awesome. And then I just had something the other day that the Lord gave me. I went down to the shrine, the church. And guess what they gave me? They gave me some honey basil. This is some stuff that's from South Carolina. Had never tasted it. It tastes real good. Real good. And that I don't take no meds. Okay? Even they be talking, why? Cause I said, because I do the natural herbs and stuff. Okay? Just the lemon, the honey, and because when I started that coughing, and I don't drink no dairy because I like creamer, but I can't drink the dairy when that pollen is out, because that's when I start all the mucus in your upper, make you have air.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
Now, Pastor Wanda, can I ask you a personal question? I normally don't ask women this, but I'm actually
go
curious.
Ahead.
How old are you, Pastor Wanda? How old are you?
I'm 57. If you see me, you're going to think I'm 30.
Oh, 57. Really? Okay,
yeah,
well, I thought you were younger than that, but okay.
No,
so you're close to my age. I'm going to be 59 myself in about 4 months. So
okay.
I know Pastor Ken, he's an old man. He's like 61, right, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, I'm 61. I'm going to be 62 in October.
Oh,
hey,
man. You're an old man.
When your birthday? October what?
October 15th.
I'm October 28th.
Wait,
what about you, Pastor?
28th? Pastor Juan, did you say your birthday is the 28th of October?
Down the 28th, my brother.
Well,
you
know
who
what
else
that is? God's honest truth here, folks. That is the same day, October 28th, when my oldest son was born, man.
Uh-huh, that's why all are connected.
Well,
you know, all
are
connected
year.
Like that.
It wasn't the same
you
year
know,
as you was 19. What's that?
You know, I've been getting in the lift. Every young man's birthday or their mother is October 28th. You know what October 28th, if you go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14, those are the blessings of God. If you look up the number 28 in the Bible, it'll blow your everlasting mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it would blow your everlasting mind because I looked up all the numbers that God was giving me. He gave me 7, 12, 28, 23, 16. When he gave me certain numbers, I had to look them up, but I had to look through the whole Word of God, and it blew my everlasting mind, okay?
Amen.
Damn.
Yeah.
So there
listen,
you go, girl.
I don't know how
what.
To get on. I don't know how to get on your show. I want to. I'm gonna tell you to text me. I wanted to tell you to text me, but I don't need all the hearers to my main number because I've been had some characters. You know what I'm saying? But God told me, do not get out of my character.
Yeah, amen.
So,
let's take a call here. Okay, 111. See who we have. 111, you're on air.
This stupid fucking Justin.
Shut it down. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth in Jesus' name. Shut your mouth. You have no authority. You got no authority to get on here speaking of children of God. Shut your mouth. Get your Bible in Jesus' name.
You go,
amen.
Girl.
Okay,
you know, that's
another
what I
call
got.
Here. 210. 210, you're on the air.
Zero,
you're on the air.
It's foolish. It's foolishness, okay? A lot of
okay.
It's foolishness. See, God, I didn't pray before I even got on here. You just need to cut it all up. Cut it down, cut it off, Pastor, because that's the worldly. See, they were trying to bring the world in. They're trying to bring the false gods. And the Lord have lent me see and hear. That's why we have to train our thought, our minds. They don't even have their mouth disciplined to the things of God. And so they are blinded to what we're speaking about. And that's why we got to keep on praying for these souls. Okay, that's what's going on. They're letting the enemy use them. Okay, working for John 8:44. The father of lies, trying to get you distracted, weigh you down, and that's what's going on. Because I've been in my word. I studied and listened today. Okay?
I hear you. Well, let's try another call here. 111, see what we got.
Hi, Pastor Wanda. I'm Timmy, age 12.
I don't do foolish. Hey, I don't do foolish, young man. Go talk to your family. Don't talk to me. I don't have time. Shut your mouth. Get in your Bible because you're not calling. You're not calling. You're making all this. Hey, that password. You're a man.
get off the radio. If you ain't called by Jesus, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior or prayer, I don't have anything to say in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Hopefully somebody's going to be a decent caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. My name is William from Flagstaff, Arizona, and I went to a family party today, a family get-together, and unfortunately, my uncle has cancer. It's actually my mom's uncle, would be my great uncle. He has cancer. And I was talking to him, and, you know, we prayed for him, and it was pretty sad and everything. And I sat there for a while, and I talked with him, and he was telling me, there's so many things in life that I want to do. You know, he says, I never got a new car. I never got a new house. I never went to the beach. All these things. He says, I never got Wanda's panties. Never got to fuck Wanda.
No, you didn't shut your mouth. You know what? Everything, listen to me. Everything that he's speaking about, when that stuff come upon them and their families, that's what they fail to realize, because God is going to fight those battles. God had me studying a lot of stuff. He gave me Psalm 18 today when it said, I love you, Lord, you're my rock, my force, my stronghold of my life. See, when you can get up in that knowledge, first of all, you ain't even said, God is the head of my life. You just started speaking. Now, when the cancer comes because they have spoke that, people receive what they're speaking. Okay? Death and life in the power of tongue, those who choose to eat the fruit, Proverbs 18:21. Amen?
Amen.
See, all this just don't make sense. But the enemy has a job to do, but we have a job to do because we work for the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness, in Jesus' name. And so the Lord had me call. Because, see, I said, should I call? And all of a sudden my head is like it's throbbing. I said, let me get on here. Because certain things are being released, and so we have to denounce these things that they're speaking on. They have no authority. We have all power and authority through Jesus Christ. So I said, okay, let me get on here. And then the first thing I hear, wanting you to bow down to Muhammad. Okay? And that is not going to happen. Because, see, it's more of us than them. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's try another caller here and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Eviscerate niggers. Poison niggers. Throw niggers down wells.
You know what? Listen, first of all, what you send it out, I send it back to the sender in Jesus' name. We're going to ask God to bless you in Jesus' name, because we're covered. See, that name means ignorant. And if you know that, I wouldn't even be speaking it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, let's try another one here. Hopefully somebody's going to be a good caller. 111, you're on the air.
This is Reverend Mamoto. How is this Wanda putting spells on people?
Listen, Pastor, they're not calling. See, this is the day is Sunday, on the Sunday of rest day. They done had all day, and then the night they doing foolishness. Okay? These people don't have peace. When you have peace of God, you don't have time for this. You got to be wanting somebody to be praying for myself, my soul, my family. See, they're going through something, and this is all they have to do. See, God gave everybody a purpose and a plan. And this is what the children do, this kind of thing. See, you know, God said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. When I become a man, I become a man. I do men do the things of a man. These are children. They are children, babes, and they don't even understand what you just brought forth, the word of God.
Yes. Let's give a prayer for Washington. He's out there. He's been missing. Okay. I pray that Grover is safe and well. Okay. And maybe he's found himself a home, and he's no longer homeless. And that's why he hasn't been around. But we pray for him that he will call in and let us know that he's well, okay? And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Let's bring on a caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, yeah, this is Bruce Hopper from Atlanta, and I just want to know if Wanda is going to judge me harshly because I'm a Christian man and I'm dating a Jewish woman, a Jewish girl.
I'm not the judge. On Psalm 51, he's the only judge. So you need to get in your Bible. I'm not
okay,
your judge.
So Wanda will not judge me for dating a Jewish girl.
I am
well,
not the judge.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. She's 9 years old. She's got a cute little Jew bush.
You know what? God will take care of you. See, that's the part you fail to realize. God hurt you. So evidently, that must have been a pedophile spirit. And God will see about you. It's not me. You spoke it, so something is going on in your mind in Jesus' name. But we're going to pray for all the kids. Okay? Jesus' name.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Well, let's try another caller here. Maybe it'll be a good one. 111, you're on the air.
It's Wanda, though.
You know what? You need to get a life. Get in your Bible.
Wanda, this is Robert. This is no joke.
I don't do joking.
You are my mammy.
I don't do jokes.
Mammy.
You be blessed in Jesus' name. See, listen.
I don't know what it is with tonight. Why are we getting all these strange colors?
Listen,
okay.
What day this is? Pastor, listen. When I got on the radio the other night, I prayed. We didn't get one foolish call, okay? You got to start praying. I said, God, cover this before I even speak, okay? You got to start covering yourself before, as well as every hearer. And that's what I prayed before I got on that radio station. Because I told God, I said, you see what's going on. Trying to get your people to turn, as many listeners, okay? And the night he gave me the call because something was going out of order. I'm not just calling, okay? Because I could be, see, I had to cut the TV off, but then I had to look at my phone. I said, okay, Pastor, okay, Lord, and got on the phone. Got on now, okay? This is what's going on. We don't have time. Listen, it's souls out there dying. They got people homeless, we got the next generation need prayer. A lot of people didn't get killed for their time. We got a lot of shooting, okay? They got the service. Now, the other night when I had to get off the phone, some of my brothers and sisters in Christ that's in the military in Syria, in Africa, Germany, some of them got blowed up. Okay. Some didn't make it back home to the United States. See, we don't have time for all this. We've got all this stuff going on in the school. See, that's what they need to be calling, praying for. People in the hospital with cancer. I got to deal with a lot of people. I deal with a 92-year-old man. If they was to come down here and see, it's people, and I didn't have food this time. I'm riding, and the man eating at the trash can is one of the things I have a problem with in dealing with elders and with other children. See, it's a lot. And a lot of people didn't die without anybody with them. One of my closest sisters, and I'll say go to the hospital. At the hospital, don't save them, but they had all the medicine that God have allowed them to have, and she didn't go. She died alone. It's a lot of stuff going on. Deal with elders, and they didn't outlive their kids. It's a lot of stuff to be praying for instead of calling and just doing ungodly, just like in Syria. All that's going on in Syria and Turkey. Those are still our brothers and sisters. They still call it foreign or something like that. But God had, when they blowed up all those houses over there, God allowed us to get things to send, and they started over there. See, and they open their eyes to the things, whatever God breaks God's heart to break yours. Okay? It's a lot of things. You need to be praying for.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Hey, Wanda, let me intervene here for a second. I got to go straight up with you, Pastor Wanda. That is absolutely 100% correct. And you got to understand something about Pastor Ken's show and Pastor Kent's show. The bulk of the listeners and the callers are younger generation. Okay?
Yeah.
We are the older generation. Well, we're not the old generation, but we're the older generation. And we grew up in a different time period. And my parents, when I did something bad, kicked my ass for doing it. Okay?
Yep.
And that's the way it was back in the 70s. Okay? So with that being said, you got to understand the people that are calling into the show.
I already know these ain't all old. These ain't young people. These are older people. I hear in their voice, the Holy Spirit didn't let me know. These are older people. These ain't young people. They're up in our age, in that age bracket, and they're just sitting at home, got nothing to do, all into disturbance. The Lord didn't already revealed it to me. These ain't young people. No, sir. No, these ain't young. Mm-mm. These are older people, just like in the children of Israel. Didn't listen. Don't want to listen. Rebelled. That's all it is, a rebelling spirit to call to get people offset and off course. But listen at this. Think about how many people listen to Pastor Ken's show.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of people listening to my show.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
It's worldwide. See, listen, it's worldwide. I have such this show out since the first time I met Pastor Ken, would have been since 2015. Then I came off it for a minute. Because I had a lot of assignments. I didn't want to get distracted. But it's a lot of listeners, even from worldwide. And they said, I didn't know what was going on. They said, we're going to have to keep praying. These are body of Christ. Stepped in. These younger people. I haven't had none of the young people that I just thought this out. They said, well, I can't listen. So everyone can't listen to it right now until they get enough word of God in their life. This ain't no young people calling, okay? These are older people. Ain't got nothing better else to do. Sitting around. They are lonely. They don't have the word of God in their life. They have not received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because they wouldn't be doing it. Plain and simple. I don't cut. I speak the truth. I don't cut corners. I can't. Because God ain't going to let me sugarcoat nothing. I don't sugarcoat the word of God. In Jesus' name.
Well, we got a bunch of callers here. Let me take something and see what we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
I hope you're all having a wonderful day today.
Yes, and I hope you are too.
I was calling because I had a question to ask about Pastor Kent.
Okay.
This guy, Pastor Kent, he's been displaying some strange behavior. He recently had on this 15-year-old girl onto his show, and he flirted with her, and it's kind of worrisome. So I've heard allegations from you in the past about how he molested his stepson. Is this true? Is he a pedophile?
I've only heard that, okay? I don't know for sure, okay? Okay, so I couldn't tell
it's
you.
It's so worrisome to me.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is I hope he's not, okay? I've heard the rumors. I've heard the supposedly Pastor Kent stated that the stepson gave him the eye. I don't know.
It really is frightening.
Yes, it can be.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I hope Wanda's having a wonderful evening, and Leroy, too. And I'm going to put myself on mute now.
Okay, sir. Okay, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Pastor Wanda, when do you get period?
Oh. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Oh, Pastor King, this is Paco Rabon. Called your show. I am very good. Very good. I listen to your show all the time. I think it's a great show. I want to say me and my man friend Jorge, we listen to your show all these times, and we have we was listening to tonight's show and to Wanda and to what she say, and we had a bet, and the bet was I say you know she grass on the field, he say scorched earth. I would like to ask Pastor Wanda if she had grass on field or scorched earth, because I would like to win to have the winnings.
I don't even know what you're talking about. First and foremost, if you ain't talking about the Word of God, I don't know.
Well, it's a godly question. It's like, do you have grass on field or do you have a hairless? Hairless.
I don't know what you're talking about, Steve. I don't know what you're speaking about.
I know.
That's why God. You know what God said? Don't answer a fool. You know God told me that. That's why I don't know what you're talking about. See?
Yeah.
I understood very well. I'm not ignorant to anything. I did the world, so I know about a lot of things that goes on, but I don't have an answer, nothing. I don't betray me, okay?
I hear that. Well, hopefully we get some better calls here. 111, you're on the air, okay? Hello, 111. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Alex Jones. There are no American groups in Afghanistan, you idiot. I mean, Africa. She ain't got no friends or family in Africa. I think one is lying.
Okay. All right. 617, you're on. Hello, 617.
Hey, good pastor. This is Joseph.
Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just want to know, what's your stance on marijuana and Christianity as a whole? Like, do you consider marijuana as like an ungodly thing?
No, I don't think marijuana is an ungodly thing. I think marijuana was put here by God, okay? It has a purpose. It has a purpose. And right now, okay, there's a lot of people having to need it for medicinal purposes because they have certain issues with their health, okay, that marijuana is good for. I think it has a purpose here, and shouldn't abuse it.
I know some people just take marijuana just to party, you know, not even like abusing it, just to take it, just to take it, you know.
Yeah, some people do smoke it just to smoke it. Okay, but like I said, it has a higher purpose in life. Okay, I don't think we should abuse it. Okay, if we use it wisely, it could be a positive thing.
All right, Pastor.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not going to hell then.
Pastor.
Say what? Yeah.
Pastor. Well, the question he's asking, okay, with cancer patients, they use marijuana. But the one who have glaucoma, they use it. Hodgkin lymphoma, they use it. Now, the ones that are for recreational, that's because they choose to use it. But they found in the medical, they use it for some to stay calm. You understand? So it depends on what they use, okay? So they legalize it. And God did create it because it's an herb, okay? Back in the day in the Indian when they smoked a peace pipe, they weren't smoking tobacco, okay? So it's been used for many different things today. in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Okay, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
I'm red. I'm beat fucking red. My entire...
Okay. We're not going to go start off with cussing.
Oh.
Okay. 585, you're on the air. Is this Cobra Jeff?
This is Cobra Jeff. How's it going, Kenny? How you doing tonight, Kenny and Pastor Wanda? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, not bad. Enjoying the beautiful day outside. It was gorgeous out in New York this week, and just tuning into the show and glad to hear from you guys. Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I got to say, I love... Kenny, I love you. You're amazing. Pastor Wanda brings something to the show that's been missing for a very long time. And Pastor Wanda, I got to thank you for that.
It's God. It's not me, sweetie. It's all for His glory.
You know, I try to catch every show that you're on. And, you know, I'm glued to my phone when, you know, whenever you're on. I have to hear everything you have to say. And frankly, I got to ask you a question. I mean, are you married by chance?
I'm married to Jesus, Isaiah 54:5. The Maker is my husband, the Lord of hosts is His name. And all my husband, he died. Okay, he got killed. Okay.
Married to Jesus. I totally understand. I mean, is there maybe room in there for one more? Maybe you, me, and Jesus, we can have a threesome, and, you know, I can pound that night type of theater.
Listen, you know God's going to hold you strict for what you said. You know, I looked at some of the rappers that have been mocking God, and some of them have been dying, and that's a sad thing. And
Pastor Wanda, are you into BDSM? Jesus is into BDSM.
Yeah, you ain't got to cut it off. Let me tell him. No, I'm waiting on God. See, I have a fiance. He's in the military, special ops, so he'll be home. So a lot of that foolishness, what you're speaking about, no, I don't do none of that. I ain't going to disgrace God by what you're saying, okay? Because we never can defag God. And you can't, listen now, you be quiet. You ask a question, I'm going to ask you. You can never devalue my value, what God created. I'm His special treasure. He holds me in His mighty righteous right hand. He says He loved me. And He don't talk to me like that, and you can't either. Not even Satan, in Jesus' name.
Okay. One more.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Ken, you hung up on me. This is, you know who this is. I called earlier. It's Paco Rabon. Listen, I just want to know if I was just want. I tried to. I'm not very. My English is not very good. So I tried to. Jorge, my man friend, tried to give me a better way to ask my question to Pastor Wanda. So the way he said to
all
say.
Right, listen, Pastor Ken. I have some emergency calls in, but y'all have a blessed and a prosperous night. I love you, Pastor Ken, and Pastor Leroy, and all the listeners. You all have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. And cover you with the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony in Revelation 12:11. God bless.
God bless, Pastor Wanda. All righty. Well, Paco, okay, it looks like
well,
she hung up.
Pastor Ken, I must say I'm very disappointed. Because I have 500 peso on this, and I need to know if she shaved her vagine, and now she gone, and I don't know. How are you supposed to know something like that? I don't know. I tried to ask question earlier, and she don't like you hang up on me, and I don't even speak English as first language, Pastor Ken. I tried to ask questions. Listen, you must find this out for me, Ken. Next time you talk to Pastor Wanda, please ask her if she shaved her vagina. If she shaved her vagina,
okay.
Oh. 500 peso from Jorge.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay.
You're a good man. Praise be. Okay.
Okay. God bless. All right. Well, 210, you're on the air. Hello? 210.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
What's up?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That is a stupid black woman. She said God gave marijuana so you can use it. God gave opium. God gave cocaine. We grow opium in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and her black people sell it. So it is good.
It has a purpose.
The purpose is to kill black people.
Oh.
Crack cocaine, heroin, it kills her own people.
Okay.
This man,
well,
are you saying it's okay to use that?
I didn't say it's okay to use it. I said it has a purpose, and, evidently, whatever that purpose is, it's being used for it.
Woman.
Say what?
Rebuke her. Rebuke the black woman.
Why?
For saying there is a purpose of using those illicit drugs.
Okay.
Drugs
well,
made Kent Hopper suck dick for drugs.
I'm red. I'm so fucking red. Everywhere is red. Even down by my balls is red right now.
I will be back.
Yeah, all right. 111, you're on the air.
What's going on, Kenny? It's DC2,
hey,
baby. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing
man,
okay. How about you?
I'm all right, man. Listen, that show, the show's kind of crazy tonight. You know, a little graphic, I thought. But, you know, a man could have won some money if Wanda would have just answered his question. But whatever. Anyway, I was just calling to, say that I listened to Kent's show earlier. And it was one of the funniest shows I've ever heard because those three idiots could not figure out how to work Blog Talk Radio for 2 hours. They had two shows. They were constantly like, hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? It was the most unintentional comedy that I think I've heard. And, you know, it's not quite Steven Seagal good, but it was funny as hell. So I give that show today. I mean, it was terrible, but I give it like 5 bulldog teeth for it. And the kid, I mean, the little kid, I don't even know why she was on that. I mean, why would you even be on that show? But anyway, Kenny, don't ever have a 12-year-old girl on your show. I don't care what anybody says, don't do it. It's just not going to work out. It's not the right move. That's my opinion. I mean, maybe you could make a decent show. I don't think so, because it's a 12-year-old. You don't really know, and it's, you know, you want to keep it above 18, above board. I thought that show was disgraceful, and they shouldn't have had the girl on. And I think Doctrine was trying to kick game to this little kid, and I think that's disgusting.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Well, I mean, I would only have her on, I guess, to talk about gospel music. Okay. And her,
well, he didn't even know what
a
testimony was. I don't think this girl. I don't think she. Listen, I couldn't sit through her interview. It was too cringy for me. I mean, it was bad. But the first thing she said when Kent was like, "Well, give us your testimony," the first thing she said is, "What's that?" So that leads me to believe she's not all that religious if she doesn't know what a testimony is. So I didn't really understand why she was on the show to begin with. But that, you know what? I got to stop having any type of expectations for that show. Because it was, it was like 3 monkeys trying to fuck a football for 3 hours. They couldn't figure out anything. They couldn't figure out blog talk. They were talking to themselves. I mean, it was a train wreck. So, you know, whatever. But anyway, Kenny, I just wanted to call in and support your show like I always do, brother. See if anybody wanted to call in and chop it up with DC too, you know, and see what's going on with you, man. You doing well?
Okay. Well, let's bring on another caller, 111. Maybe it might be Johnny. Let's see who it is. 111,
you're on
here.
Kenny,
you know what that means? If I'm red, that makes me Red Wizard.
Okay. All righty. Don't know what that was about. 111, you're on here.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kenny. Amen.
Hello?
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 It would appear that I called at the wrong time.
Hello?
A retarded boy and a guy with a vibrator up his ass. Great.
Hello?
Kenny,
hey, Johnny, is that you?
Idiot, stop playing with his fucking vibrator again.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Of course I could.
Yeah, you were playing with your vibrator.
Now he's typing. What's he typing?
He's typing your name.
Why would you do that?
In the slot where you're speaking from.
Okay, typing in a slot. All right. I forgot what I was going to call.
Osama, are you working for the CIA or Mossad? Why are you collecting information?
That's a good question.
I'm not collecting information.
Kenny, don't laugh. That shit's not funny, man. Kenny, that shit ain't funny. You collected you collected intel on your godless show? Kenny, that sounds like some Mossad type shit, Kenny. Kenny, we in the circle of trust, Kenny.
Underneath where you're calling from is a place to put your name. Okay?
This sounds like a Mossad operation. Osama, have you switched sides again?
He did.
No.
Yep. He did it again.
111, you're on here.
Israel.
Hello, 111, you're on here.
Great wizard. I have three paths for you to take.
Kenny, who's the sound clip?
Something I don't recognize. Someone knows what that sound clip is, and they're laughing, but I don't know what it is.
It just sounds like a retarded guy or something. I know, like, Kenny loves to have the retarded people on his show. He enjoys the retarded people.
You know, you really ought to watch what some people say right now on your show. You know, the government and the FBI are watching Discord hard right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because they just... That guy that was giving out government information.
Yeah.
He's been arrested. So they're all over Discord right now.
The FBI is all over Discord, guys.
Yep. Oh, no.
Kenny, if you like retarded people, why don't you have doctrine on your show?
That's a very good question, Kenny. He was taught as hell, Kenny. You got to have him on the show. Let him, like play his little song one time.
Today. He's doing drugs today.
Yeah, he's a pill head, Kenny. He's a pill head, but he won't start jackhammering a road in the middle of the night, though, so that's good. Who knew Johnny Longfeather did roadside work? Apparently he does. Amen.
Where's is Leroy still down in the Caribbean, or what's Leroy's status?
I don't know. Leroy dropped. Okay.
Leroy's in the Bronx of New Jersey.
I think it's weird he's having to battle the itchy eyes and all that. What's that called?
Allergy.
Thank you, Al. I couldn't think of the word allergy. He's 2,000 miles south of his home, yet he's battling allergies. Seems strange.
No, he's back in New York or New Jersey, whatever, wherever. He's back there.
The Bronx. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't
That's
know.
What he said. I
All
still don't
right.
understand
yeah,
why
he's back
spent,
in the Bronx.
Still understand why he spent half. God damn, Johnny. Oh, he never stops, man.
What if he has a timeshare down there? What if he
I knew a man
piece,
who had a flower shop who had a lot of allergies.
Was his name Barry?
Yes.
Yeah, I know the same
yeah.
guy. Gay, as,
no,
gay
he,
as hell.
He was a St. Louis. He lived in St. Louis. He was a gay. I remember him.
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
I think Kenny, you would have liked that guy, I'm sure.
Pottery. He's typing.
He made it into a pottery bookstore with dildos like back in New Bern. Right, Kenny?
Havelock.
Yeah, I was in Havelock, North Carolina. I didn't have dildos. I had adult magazines. I had adult videos.
Oh, it was like a flower shop, an adult flower shop. How about that, Kenny?
Novelty items.
Kenny, when was the last time Tony gave you a blowjob?
Oh,
here comes Farrar.
Don't ask about that. That's CIA. That's none of your goddamn business.
I ain't talking figures today.
I did not hear your answer.
It's been a
the
while.
Bush administration.
Okay, anyway,
Osama.
111, we're on here.
The Bush
it's been
administration.
A while.
Hello?
George Bush. Is this another sound
Hello?
Clip?
111, you're on the air.
Play your sound clip. Okay.
He is
All
busy
right.
getting a blowjob from Tony.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm going to say God bless everybody. Have a wonderful
Kenny.
Night.
Wait a minute. Kenny, hold on a second. Still got,
he didn't answer.
Kenny, you still got 23 minutes, man. Kenny,
22.
You got 23 minutes.
Well, but, you know, there's nothing really going on. We've had a good show. Okay.
Well, Kenny, we chopping it up, man. We talking. Why are you going to end the show? There's 23 more minutes left. You're like Kent. You got to stop being like Kent, man. You got 2 hours. We do the 2 hours. That's how the folks know our show is the real show. Your show is the real show. Because when you say, yo, I'm doing 2 hours, we do 2 hours. We don't put in 2 hours and do 45 minutes, Kenny. That's not how Kenny gets down. That's not how we roll on this show. We finish our time, brother, till we clock out.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
The only reason
we would
stop is if Hassan had a prayer, if he had a call to prayer, he would stop the show then so that he could get to his prayer.
Amen. Well, your man time, Kenny. Let's finish this out strong, brother. It's all
okay,
right,
okay, we got another caller here. 111.
Okay.
You're
it's
on the air.
BJ. BJ.
Slow down, Buster. Slow down.
John, is that three? That's
three.
Hello, how you doing?
Just say shut it down. Shut it down. Get it down.
All right.
So Kenny, do you
bad calls?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
You're getting these bad calls, Ken. What's going on?
I don't know.
It's Special Olympics night, man. Don't worry about it. Sometimes it happens, I think, once or twice a year. Don't worry about it, man. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get the Special Olympics call night, you know, and you just got to make the best of it.
Why don't you give out some chat room shout-outs?
Yeah, let's give a shout-out to one from Alabama and his kinfolk, okay? yeah, God bless him and his kinfolk.
Kenny.
Did Wanda ever tell you how many baby daddies?
Ashley, Dr. Kent Jr., Jay Farrar, Gahul, Gavin Moorhead, Internet Friend, Gay Pantsitter, Ted Gunderson.
Kenny.
Amen.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Did Wanda ever tell you how many babies you have?
How many what?
How many baby daddies she has?
No. I never thought I'd ask you that question.
She wasn't knocked up all those times by the same man, was she?
Oh, absolutely
not. I think so. I think so.
No, Kenny.
Statistically, it does not make sense.
Yep. Nah, Kenny. You're going to be wrong on this one, brother.
Get it down.
Kenny, I have a question.
I believe she had a mile of...
What?
She took a
mile of cock.
Yeah. That's possible.
Miles.
Reminds me of my ex-wife. She said I had a mile of dick and tense and no brains. That's what she said. I said, that's very disrespectful. Kenny, do you remember the story? Well, it's not a story. Do you remember the time that you and Kent were fighting in the Discord, and you were like, and Kent said, where's Tony F? And you were like, Tony F is at the doctor. And then Kent was like, I know. I'm giving her a prostate exam. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and you got so mad, man. It was great. Sorry, I was just reminiscing. That was hilarious.
The one time Ken went to the veterinary hospital for some reason.
That's right.
Remember that,
and
Ken? You're a veteran.
I said, why are you going to the animal hospital, Kenny? And Kenny got mad.
Because I'm a veteran.
Some good times, Kenny. We had some good times, brother.
Yeah, we have.
One time you said, fuck Psalm 37. Remember that?
Yes, you did. You did say that, Kenny. Emphatically, I might add.
That was strange.
Kent said, what about Psalm
37? I was in response to Pastor Kent.
No, I know, but Kent said, what about Psalm 30? And before he even got it done, you were like, fuck Psalm 37! It was one of the funniest things.
Kid DC in this mother effer.
Oh, yeah.
Kid DC in this motherfucker right now! I'm not dead. I've never been dead. And I'm not dead
Kenny,
now.
Oh, Kenny, man. Some of the greatest clips of all time have come from you, buddy. Legend. Legendary comedian.
Do I sound like I'm dead? I am not dead.
I'm not dead.
All right.
Kenny.
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Shit on a nigger's grave. Commit war crimes against niggers. Bury niggers alive. Cut a nigger's dick off.
Okay,
throw
Kenny,
gay niggers.
You don't have to, like, let the whole thing play, man. Come on, brother. It's like Tony
Gadazzo
on the show.
Fire up
there. So, Kenny,
what's your plan for shows this week? Are you doing, usually you take Mondays off, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, I know Wednesday through, like, Saturday is Wanda night, basically,
endless.
At this point.
Endless Wanda.
Endless Wanda for like 4 days, just nonstop, unrelenting, just gibberish. But after that, Kenny, I mean, are you going to start doing more shows when it's just you, and then you doing your thing, and then taking calls like you used to do, or is it always going to have some level of like, Leroy or Wanda or somebody,
Kim, a 12-year-old girl?
No, Kim never calls in my show anymore. Yeah, that's only Kent's show.
I don't know why she calls
Kenny.
Kent's show. She don't talk. Sorry, go ahead,
brother.
There's
something wrong with her. She's sick.
Kenny, do you take the bus in San Antonio?
I don't take it anymore.
Next time you are on the bus, look for a black woman who is speaking to herself and make her your new co-host.
I think he already did that.
That's how he meant.
In other words, replace Wanda with a new Wanda.
Or have them, like, face off to be the Wanda of the show.
That's how Ken met her in Atlanta. He's riding MARTA, that bus, that train thing they've got there.
Amen.
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Beanie?
Hello?
Sound clip?
Hello?
It's like Ken Fishman Roulette right here.
Oh, well, I guess they ain't going to say nothing. 111, going, gone.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye. Is Mr. There's a couple people. I can't see the chat room. I'm not in there. But I would love to hear from a couple people. If my brother Mike is in there, Mike Hunt, I know. I would love to hear from him. And also, you know, I know this isn't going to be go over well with Johnny probably. But if Ashley is listening, I wouldn't mind hearing from Ashley. I'm just saying,
yeah.
If anybody wants to call in before we wrap up the show, I think those would be some good calls. I don't know if Johnny has any in mind, but we're just trying to wrap up the last, 15 minutes or so, get some new callers on and, you know, chop it up for a little bit and then roll out, you know?
Okay.
What if Ashley's been playing the sound clips?
Okay, I'm going to say this, Ashley. If you're playing the sound clips, don't call in. I'll be upset with you.
Hi.
Okay,
but I definitely,
111,
right.
You're on the air.
Amen.
No, I'm not sound fixed. It's okay.
Okay, well, then we good then. We good then, girl. Okay,
that's
how
good.
You doing, Ashley?
Well, I've been sick with the flu, and I lost out of kidney stone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Lord, I had a kidney stone last year right around this time, had to have it surgically removed. It was horrible. I will pray for you, my sister. I feel terrible. Is it just the one? Did you pass it?
I haven't passed it yet, but there's no pain or anything right now. So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And
DC2, an expert on this subject, unfortunately. I've been through the ringer with them damn things. Still going through it. But anyway, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay. I hope you feel better. I know you said you weren't feeling great, but... hopefully you'll feel better. Everything will go well for you. Kenny, you have any questions for Ashley?
Well, just was wondering how your day has been going.
Oh, Kenny, that was really, really riveting.
I'm actually pretty disturbed and creeped out from what I heard earlier in Kent's show when he brought the 12-year-old on.
I agree. It was disgusting.
Was she hot?
Johnny, that's inappropriate, man. That's not funny. That's some Jeffco shit.
I mean, hot is in temperature. Like,
she probably did get a fever from all that bullshit she was listening to. But listen, I agree with Ashley. It was a disgrace that that girl was on that show, and the way it went, it was just not. It was very cringy. I would say would be the word. Kenny, do not ever have a 12-year-old on your show. It is inappropriate.
Okay. I usually don't have 12-year-olds on my show.
So Ashley, have you been able to check out any interest in? And I'm not trying to be funny before anybody makes jokes. I'm trying to ask her interesting questions, unlike what Ken tried to spew out, which sounded like the most retarded question of all time. I would like to know, Ashley, if you've seen any interest in trains lately.
Not really.
Okay. Well, when was the last time you got to check some out?
Back in December.
Oh, it's been a while then. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to have passions. I'm glad you have that. You're passionate about something that's positive. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I'm just trying to wait to see if there's an idiot that tries crossing the tracks and watching me get run over.
Wow.
And
that took a turn.
And then I can feast on their organs.
Oh God. Lord have mercy. That took a very ungodly turn, Kenny. Hope it's not Grover. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Let's take another call here. 111.
This is really original.
Our office is currently closed. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please leave us a message, or you can email us at info@quietevents.com. If this is an urgent matter, please press 6.
Suck my penis.
Suck the ween.
What about sirens? Have you heard any good sirens lately, Ashley?
No, the nuclear power plant retired the sirens. They wanted to use wireless alerts.
Oh, God.
I think it's a bad idea. Yeah.
Wait, wireless alerts?
Yeah, like what you get for Amber Alerts.
No, I know what a wireless alert is. I know what it is, but why would you rather use that than, like, actual sirens if they're meant to alert people?
I think the power company wants to save money.
Of course. $100.
Yeah.
It's always about money in this world.
Yep.
Reminds me of my ex-wife.
No.
That bestows me money, but I'll never see it. I'll never see a dime of it. I'm sorry, Kenny. I'm getting off. Mm-hmm. I'm getting upset.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, we got another caller here. 111. Let's see what we got.
War.
Hello and good evening, Ken. This is Mike.
Mike.
My man, how you doing, brother? Sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
I'm doing good. I had a question for Ken. I'm going to be riding my Harley from the coast down to Dallas, Texas in June. My brother and I are going to ride on our Harleys and figured, hey, what the heck, I might as well stop in San Antonio. You think you can get that thing running? And if so, maybe go for a little ride? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be running anytime soon. I'm going to be trying to sell it this summer.
Oh, man. Well, hey, we might as well put the word out on here. If somebody's looking for a trike in Texas, you got a good one down there. I don't know. You got a lot of problems with it?
It needs a thorough tune up and a new battery. Probably that's about it.
It's been sitting there been under a tarp for 8 years.
Does it have cobwebs on it?
Oh yeah.
Well, I'll give it a good wash job.
No, that's not going to make it run again.
Oh, no, it needs a tune-up and it needs a battery. Okay, all right. 111, you're on the air. I'm not 111, 607, I guess it's 607. You're on the air. Hello, it's a 507.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 You're on the air.
God.
Hello?
Okay, you're on the air.
Kenny, I think this retarded guy might be deaf. I think he's deaf, Kenny. You're going to yell. You're going to have to scream at him, Kenny.
Yeah,
what about sign language?
So.
What about sign language? Say hello in sign language.
Know.
Go ahead.
Oh, well.
Or
I hung up
can
on
you
him.
Do Braille?
Can you do Braille on Blog Talk?
He can do that.
Braille, what they when they're blind.
Ken, do your African, Ken, do your African dialect that you learned overseas, man. I can't do it. The stuff with your mouth, you make them noises.
I think Ken also knows, what is it, Morse code. You learned that in the Army when he was in Vietnam. He used Morse code in the jungle, didn't you?
No, I didn't use Morse code. I wasn't in Vietnam.
You should use smoke signals.
Oh,
or
don't say
board.
It. He used those in Tel Aviv, didn't you, Kenny? I'm just kidding, Kenny. Don't hang on.
Okay. Everybody. God bless you.
God damn it, Kenny. Kenny, let me ask Mike a question before you hang up on it. It's 4 minutes, man.
Okay.
Michael, I wanted to ask you, how's the weightlifting going? Have you been working with Tony? I talked to him the other day a little bit, but I didn't get into his weight. How is all that going with you and him, and how are you doing, man?
I have had a couple of injuries in the weight room. I've competed in a bodybuilding show recently and did well. I'm actually planning on hosting my own bodybuilding show, possibly at Longfeather Casino in the main ballroom, and I'm going to have Uncle Tony as a guest judge. And I got a lot of plans upcoming. Tony is not following the plan. He's fatter than hell. But I did want to say one thing to Ken. Ken, I don't mind Wanda. She's kind of fun to talk to, but when she goes on and on and on, it's a bit too much. But she is kind of fun to call into and BS with and ask questions to. I don't want to hear her go on and on for an hour, but she's kind of funny. But that Father's House show is terrible. I sit there for a few minutes and I got to walk away. I got to go do something else. I'd rather go back to work than listen to that train wreck. That show sucks. Your show is great. Your show was great tonight. Great callers. Thank you, Kenny.
Well,
amen.
You're so welcome. Amen.
Benny, I
like
definitely
said,
think that. Oh,
couple
go ahead.
Minutes left here. Evidently, 607 or 507, call back in. Let's see what we have. Hello, you on the air?
Hello, it's me, the one and only Hooligan. I just wanted to call in and let you know you had a good show.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Hooligan. So how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Kenny.
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. All righty. Well, okay. It's getting about that time. Well, okay. I'm glad
go,
everybody... give a shout out to Hooligan, Mike Hunt. Okay.
You made it,
Ashley,
you made it to the end of the show. Good job, buddy.
Dr. Ken, Farrar, Gahul, Gavin Moorhead, internet friend, Pants Hitter, Johnny Longfeather, Juan from Alabama, and it's Ken Bull. God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, can I ask you a question night. Before you go?
What about DC2?
And DC2, of course.
Thank
okay.
you, brother.
Ken, can I ask you a question?
Ken, the Muslim fella
yes.
has a question.
Yes.
I see a homeless woman here. How much should I pay her for a blowjob?
I think Farrar would know the rates on that better than Kenny.
$20.
Oh, that's heavy. I don't know. What's she look like, brother?
Maybe you should ask Farrar.
That's what I said. Is she fat?
No.
You got to go through the discount. Is she missing teeth? Is she fat? I mean, obviously there's a discount because she's black. I don't agree with it, but it is, you know, that's a true thing. I would chop it down. I mean, depending on what she looks, I'd say five maybe. I'd spot a five maybe. But
Kenny,
I don't know. I
should
can't
I put
it,
some?
should I put some crystal meth on my penis? Will she suck it better?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, dude, I don't know, but I'm going to end the show. Good night, guys. Not much.